KFNX News Time. It's 10 o'clock.
The president on Comey? Cosby making a decision. I'm Ann Cates. The president says he is open to meeting with the special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the election and any Trump campaign ties to Moscow about his interactions with former FBI Director James Comey. Correspondent Ryan Nobles.
The president saying he'd be willing to talk to Robert Mueller. There's no word yet whether or not Mueller is even interested in deposing the president on this particular issue.
Attorneys for Bill Cosby are deciding whether the comedian will take the stand in his own defense. Correspondent Gene Casares.
Right at the end of the day yesterday, I heard the judge say to the jury, the defense, if they choose to present a case, it will be on Monday, and then I will give you instructions. Well, if Bill Cosby would take the stand, that would be days.
Actor Adam West, best known as the star of the 1960s television show Batman, has died after a short battle with leukemia. He was 88. Batman was nominated for an Outstanding Comedy Series Emmy, but lost to The Dick Van Dyke Show. I'm Ann Cates. The lawyer for the operator of the Oakland warehouse where 36 people died in a fire last December says his client is experiencing a near mental breakdown.
The total destruction of his mental stability, says defense attorney Tony Serra about Derek Almena, the master tenant of the so-called ghost ship warehouse, adding people died in his house. Almena and his partner Max Harris are both charged with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Serra says his clients should not be held responsible and accuses Alameda County DA Nancy O'Malley of political ulterior motives.
That is unspeakable.
Almena and Harris face 39 years in prison if convicted on all 36 counts. Both men are in court next week. I'm Jim Roop.
1 week after the London Bridge terrorist attack, residents and visitors are being urged to go out and enjoy the city on Saturday night, with bars and restaurants donating a share of their sales to a Red Cross fund set up for the victims. Police have arrested two more suspects, bringing the total number in custody to seven. I'm Ann Cates.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, a clear sky, plenty of sunshine today with a high of 104. A mainly clear night tonight, low 74. Sunny and becoming breezy on Sunday, high 100. Monday's going to be a sunny, breezy day, high 94. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 88 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Ready, Willing, and Able Wednesday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Realty One Group.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Realty One Group.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-5369, 602-277-5369, or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour scintillating radio rushing your way. The latest real estate numbers, plus a look at how buyers and sellers can overcome the toughest parts of the transaction. Just a little cooperation. Then in our loan segment, it's April, which means it's tax refund season. Deanne tells us how to apply that to get your next home. Bottom of the hour, we got some lease-back investment opportunities, short sales, and more. And down the stretch, why list with the Elton Brothers, plus deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
All right, Dave already gave the number out. You can give us a call here at the station, 602-277-5369. Talk about anything real estate. You can also stream live. We never talk about this.
Yeah. We got TripDubs, www.1100kfnx.com.
And they can go on and see us stream the show live, right?
So you can watch.
There's
can
a little camera up there.
Yeah. You can watch my brother do planks during the break.
Planks. Right?
My sister called from the Bay Area last week, and I was telling her, you know, these guys, I've known them for like 9 years.
Ten.
One of them works out during the commercial. She goes, what do you mean works out? I go, he literally gets on our carpet floor and does planks.
At his own risk.
Yeah. We try and get the carpet cleaned two, three times a year. That's the best I can give you.
Really? Okay. Sure, three. I'll take one.
Okay. I appreciate that. So, anybody see David Spade on Ellen?
I did.
Was that hysterical?
He's so polished. He's so funny.
Polished.
Yeah, he is.
He's, man.
She just loves him. The guy's genuinely. Some, yeah.
Guy's money. It was the funniest talk show I think I've seen him do, and I've seen thousands.
Well, he was so comfortable, and he had the audience just right there. Just had him right
there. Was he talking about his book? Or what was,
yes.
His book's coming out on paperback.
His book is it's
a
gig
good
with
read.
Sandler.
It's a quick read. But
yeah,
a good
and plus
one.
He got that new movie coming out with Sandler and
dude. When he was talking about hanging out with Adele, that was just priceless.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, he's just so funny. He's just funny, and he's quick, and he's intelligent, and just it was a great interview.
Good stuff. We've actually had him on the show. He's a client. Buys real estate through the Elton Brothers. Just a little plug, anyway. So, what were we talking about? We're talking about real estate stuff, right? And the interesting thing about real estate is it is emotional. There is no getting away from the fact that real estate is emotional. Buyers are emotional, sellers are emotional, and you tie in the financial aspect of it, and you tie in the process of it, which can and can't be sometimes a good thing, bad thing, a smooth thing. But
a tough thing.
A tough thing.
Lots of unknowns come up.
One of the things that that we talk a lot about is, you know, the average sale price in Maricopa County is in the 240s, right? The average home that sells is in the 240 range.
Give or take.
That is a bullseye FHA sale price, which is $247 and change, right? For the FHA loan amount, right? So FHA, there's so many different processes that go along with buying a house. First, you got to get qualified. And that in itself is a process for buyers to go through. They have to submit a bunch of paperwork. Secondly, you have to get into the transaction. You have to make a deal. Your real estate has to negotiate on your behalf. And then you go through your inspection period. So now you're already kind of beat up from getting qualified, going through the process of getting the house. Now we got to do inspections. So when you're going through a house from the very first, you could see. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to tell a house that is in good shape versus a house that is in bad shape. Most real estate people have been around the business a long time. They know what to look for between roof, plumbing, pools. You could look under sinks. You could turn on water. You could do many things as a buyer when you're walking through a house. But what happens is you know that there are going to be normal inspection items on houses. And going doing through this so many years, the average cost for a seller is around anywhere between $2,500, I'm going to say, and say $4,000 for the average house that needs repairs.
You're talking about like on a 250 type house.
Exactly. $250,000.
One to 1.5%.
Yeah, not homes that are built in the last 10 years. I'm talking about homes that are in the older Phoenix, Tempe areas that are going to be, say, built from 1970 to 1985. Those homes are going to need, if they haven't been updated, quite a bit of work. Now, if they've been updated, there's obviously going to be less. What are you going to say? You're chomping at the bit.
No, I'm taking it all in.
So here's the problem. You go through a home inspection period. Then you have to go back to the seller and negotiate out items that you want the seller to fix. Then after that, generally, the home inspection is completed and you've already done your due diligence and buyer and seller have come to an agreement as to what the items are going to be fixed. Then guess what? You generally order the appraisal after the inspection period is done. Now you have a home, and now you have another appraiser, another eyes, another set of inspection. So regardless of what you just worked out in the inspection period, now the FHA guy has to go out there and he's going to rip it apart again. So if the roof is in bad shape, if there is peeling paint, if you have not self-closing gates, if there is any kind of safety hazard at all, an FHA appraiser is going to make it require. It's going to be a requirement for sellers to fix these items prior to funding.
Okay. So to take it back to a very common phrase we hear in real estate, which is ready, willing, and able buyers and sellers. It's amazing what they can accomplish because Rick is going through a very sort of what became complicated FHA deal right now where we started out, and I'm just going to throw out numbers, but let's say we started out. Buyer and seller agreed to a 220 purchase price. And buyer and seller came across a lot of inspection items. And now buyer and seller got an appraisal. And now buyer and seller, now so suddenly it's it comes in at 210. So now we're dealing with trying to get a loan. And now it's where we find out what can buyer and seller accomplish if they still want to take that? Does the seller still want to sell at 210, even though we had 220? Does buyer still want to buy, even though we found out we got a tough roof, a tough this, a tough that, and the other thing? Ready, willing, and able. So we need to come together in a lot of these transactions. It's not as smooth as a purchase agreement.
Think about this for a second. The house was sold at 220. It appraised it a little bit under. Say it appraises at 205. In that situation, the seller agreed to pay $5,000 in closing costs.
There's also that on top of that.
So now we go to a 205, and the seller's like, I'll take 205 for the house, but I'm not paying any of your closing costs. So now a buyer has to come up with their own closing costs, and the seller has to make more repairs.
And the seller has to take less for the house.
That's right. The seller is emotionally tied to the 220 number, knowing what they're going to net. So now they have to adjust their emotion and go, I'm going to take 205. I'm taking a lot less. Sell buyer is going to pay for that for the house. That's a good thing. But now has to come in with $5,000 more in cash.
Which is priceless, which is precious.
A lot of these items can be alleviated in the very beginning, if a listing agent lists a property and grills the seller and say, look, these are the items that you're going to get nailed on. Don't wait for the inspections in order for the so many people do that. They say, you know what? Let the buyer come back to me to see if things want to get fixed or not, and then we'll negotiate it out.
Right, but a lot of times you're not going to be able to fix it in ahead of time.
Nope.
What I'm trying to say is buyer and seller can accomplish a lot, you know, but they both need to be on the compromise page. When we come back, it's April, which means it's tax refund season. Deanne's going to tell us how to apply that to get your next house next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Join me, Steve Cates, the host of A Call to Rights. Visit us at calltorights.com to learn so much more about our fight to keep our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Second Amendment, and so much more. A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, has been here on this radio station for well over 10 years, and the fight continues. The main theme of our radio show has and always will continue to be this. Always refuse to be a victim, because a victim is simply someone with no options. Fight back legally and responsibly.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers. Realty One Group, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Realty One Group. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does, just as all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
deannotized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Deanne. Did you listen to what we were talking about in the beginning?
No, I was driving.
You're
actually
driving. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was talking to you.
That's true. We were talking before the show. Yes, do not listen to this show and drive at the same time. It's hazardous. So what we were talking about, and you could shed some light on this, you do FHA, VA, conventional loans. You do every type of loan. We are talking about you're just not about loans. You're also – you have to take the brunt of what comes back on appraisals. Appraisals, they go out. They inspect houses. If you do an FHA, VA, or conventional appraisal, what are some things that buyers and sellers also need to look for during the appraisal? I think the assumption is that appraisers just go out, measure the place, take a few pictures, run home, make a report, and call it a day. It's just not that – that's not the case.
No, it's not at all. They're looking for – appraisers aren't home inspectors, okay? However – they're looking for any obvious signs of disrepair. So in other words, if the garage door doesn't open and shut properly, that could be a health and hazard issue. if you see shingles falling off the roof or you see a lot of lifting, even though they only do it from a ground view, just different things, self-latching pools, you know, if it's city code. And that's regardless of whether or not it's FHA, VA, conventional. The only caveat, you know, FHA's still got the chipping and peeling paint.
That's right. And you know what? If you think about it, the real estate contracts do not deal with cosmetics.
Right.
So, but you know what? The FHA appraiser does. So
right.
Buyers and sellers have to negotiate cosmetic stuff in the very beginning. It's not like you can ask for cosmetic items during the inspection period. So now the sellers think they're done because buyer and seller have agreed on inspection items, and now the appraiser comes back and says there's five other items that need to be done in the property.
Right.
And so conventional, much different than FHA. What about VA?
It's not much different because keep in mind a lot of people have that misconception. They think, oh, we'll just go cash or conventional, and then they can put a property on the market that's in total disrepair.
Yeah.
You're still not going to get conventional financing on it because there's too many issues. So a lot of agents think that, oh, we'll just go conventional. Not necessarily true. And really the only difference between FHA and conventional that comes straight to mind is the chipping and peeling paint, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
VA, same thing. They're not necessarily looking at the chipping and peeling paint, but it's all about the collateral these days. You know, if we're going to loan somebody $250,000, or if they're going to, you know, loan somebody $250,000, and heaven forbid they have to take that property back, they don't want a property that's not in good shape.
Yeah, then they have to spend more money.
Absolutely. And then when the appraiser... they also appraise condition of the property. So, for instance, you know, a lot of agents will say, okay, this property down the street sold for $225, this one sold for $210, this one sold for, and it doesn't have a pool. However, you know, they have to realize those properties are, they're older neighborhood, you know, but somebody went in, they put in brand new kitchens, brand new bathrooms, brand new floorings, brand new roof. Everything's been upgraded. And the agent doesn't realize that their house is still in the condition that it was in 1980, and there's been no upgrades, no nothing.
Yeah.
And so you can't, so they're given a different grading, or so they're considered like a C4 condition, which is below average. Where somebody that's considered above average is obviously, it's hard to compare those two properties because those are expensive items.
Yeah, and you know what? You said it right on. A lot of sellers have a misconception. Oh, I got tile in my bathrooms. Is my house worth as much as that house that was just redone down the street? It's just not. And there is a huge value difference between the two. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that appraisers go in and they rate the property. You know, if it's below average, how much, any idea what the average is taken off for a C4 rating?
It depends. I just had one, and the other properties, because they were older, but they were gutted and redone. So it was a $20,000 adjustment on a $220,000 purchase price. Wow. That's a huge adjustment.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. But I mean, think about it. Truthfully, 20 grand wouldn't even touch a completely gutted and remodeled kitchen, both bathrooms, the
sure.
flooring. I'd like to get, if I could get it done for 20 grand, I'd have them come to my house.
Sure.
You know?
Hey, we are talking with Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Her direct line, 602-606-6728, 602-606-6728. Deanne, I want to get into, obviously it is April.
Yes.
I know probably one of the busiest times of the year for you and for our tax people out there.
Yes.
A lot of people getting refunds, and it's a great way to get that first house, right? I know you're doing some refund down payment, FHA. We were talking about FHA, another potential use for you know, that refund is to tie up an FHA property or conventional possibly.
Even
tell us about that. There you go.
Any type of loan or a hot VA property where – you know, a veteran's up against multiple offers, so the seller doesn't want to pay any costs. But I have four that are closing this month that are all using their tax refund money. There Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to buy.
You've been trying to get that house for, you've been leasing. Mm-hmm. Lease rates have been going up and up.
Yeah.
And you got the tax refund. Now might be a time to consider getting out of that, getting into an FHA property, 3.5% down. Use it towards your down payment. Use it toward closing costs. Deanne, we could probably try to build in some costs. Or, like you were saying, rates are so good that even if the seller won't agree to pay closing costs, maybe we tick the rate up a quarter, 3/8, something like that, to help cover closing costs.
Right.
Doesn't amount to much in down payment, right?
Absolutely. We're doing that right now on one that came in low. And so the seller agreed to lower the price, and then they pulled the incentives. So the borrower agreed to take a quarter higher on the interest rate so that I could give her a lender credit to cover a fairly decent portion of those closing costs.
There you go. See? There's a lot of different roads to the finish, a lot of different ways to work these deals. You got to work with somebody who knows what they're doing. Deanne Reisner at Suburban Mortgage has been doing it over 24 years, using a little bit higher interest rate to help cover closing costs, get the deal done, and still monthly payment not affected that much. Deanne's number again, 602-606-6728. Want to get into some rates, Deanne?
Okay.
FHA.
Actually, we've ticked down a little bit on FHA.
Wow.
Yeah, and when I'm telling you these rates, I'm actually quoting you what's called a par rate. So, in other words, you're not using any points to buy the rate down. Okay.
Gotcha. That's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of people say, "Well, your rate's higher," and then I look at their loan estimate that they got from XYZ Mortgage Company, and I said, "Well, of course they can get you 3.25 because you're paying 2.5 points for that." You know, do you realize you're paying, you know, an additional $7,800 in closing costs? But anyways, these are par rates. Today we are at 3.625.
Wow.
I know.
That is a break of the 3.75 we've been quoting for several months on the show. So 3.625, what's our payment?
Yep. Well, the APR is 4.7, payment 1631.06, all in.
1631.
Taxes, insurance.
3.5% down, can be gifted. Okay, couple minutes left. VA.
Keep in mind, this is on a $280,000 sales price. VA, also at 3.625. APR, 3.699, 1464.22.
Isn't that incredible?
1464, no money down. VA, please use it if it's available to you, or reuse it, or use it to refinance. Unbelievable rates. How about conventional, Deanne?
Conventional, good credit, 20% down. We're at 4, with an APR of 4.085, all in 1256.91.
1250. It was 1257? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We'll call it that.
This is why it pays to buy and not rent. Rents are so through the roof right now.
How about investors, Deanne? We just have a minute. Sorry, Rick.
Oh, okay. 20% down, good credit. Rick. 4.75 with an APR of 4.833, all in 1351.98.
Now we got 1 minute. What about locks? Say I want to lock in now. I guess you can't lock in until you find an address because of new rules and regs. You need an address to lock in rates, right?
Yes. All right. You have to have an accepted contract.
So you can't get in a real estate agent's car without getting a pre-qual letter first. So you got to call Deanne. Now is the time. We're going to run into the season where it starts to slow, which is better for buyers. Because if a seller hasn't sold their house now in the next couple months, we run into the slower season. Great job, Deanne. Thank you.
Alrighty. It starts with that phone number at Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. 602-606-6728. Give Deanne a call. Up next, leaseback investment opportunities, short sales, much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX. Like 1100 KFNX on Facebook.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has been assembling a high-powered legal team to investigate Russian interference in the election and any Trump campaign connections to Moscow. Correspondent Ryan Nobles reports President Trump is open to meeting with Mueller about his interactions with ousted FBI Director James Comey.
The president, of course, saying he, too, would be willing to give his version of their conversation and what he told Comey about Michael Flynn under oath as well.
The British Prime Minister's two chiefs of staff have resigned after the Conservative Party lost its majority in Parliament. Correspondent Phil Black.
Prime Minister Theresa May remains as she struggles to put together a working government and a working majority within the new Parliament. But the question is, and a question a lot of people here are asking, how long can she foreseeably stick around?
Adam West, star of the campy Batman TV show in the 1960s, has died. He was 88. More recently, he did the voice of Mayor Adam West in the long-running Family Guy series. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. Well, this morning, a clear sky, plenty of sunshine today with a high of 104. A mainly clear night tonight, low 74. Sunny and becoming breezy on Sunday, high 100. Monday's going to be a sunny, breezy day, high 94. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 88 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Realty One Group.
Hi, this is Mike Colvin, host of the Valley Insider and owner of Dimension 5 Productions. I'm here today to inform you that for the month of April, Dimension 5 Productions is running a special. In an effort to get our name out there, we will be taking up to 50% off our services. You can get a great custom animation as low as $750. You can get a great explainer video for your products and services as low as $1,250. Well, you get the idea, so hurry to d5prod.com. This offer is only good for a limited time. That's d5prod.com.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
To The Real Estate Show, featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, of course, completely free. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
You know, in the beginning segment, I think we got a little mouthy. I think we got a little wordy. What I was trying to get at, and you know what? Everybody could call the show, and we could talk about anything you got going on in real estate, troubles, pleasant things. You're really happy about your transaction, 602-277-5369. Call us on the show. Talk about anything you want.
Did you get something? Did you want to – something came in on your phone during the show?
Wait, where's Chet?
I'd like to hear this.
Where's Chet? Anyway, so what I was getting at is the emotional aspect of this. It's just like a marriage, right? It's like a relationship. If two people are in it to win it and to be to just carry things through, and you know that both people want this thing and to make it work. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to buyers and sellers. If you have a seller committed to selling the property to this buyer and will do anything it takes to make it happen within reason, and you have a buyer that is emotionally wrapped up in the house, wants to raise their family there, and will do what it takes to buy this house. Generally,
that's ready, willing, and able.
You can.
You've just said it, my brother.
You can make things happen. When buyer, seller, and when you have the right people in places, title companies, lenders, real estate people, buyers, sellers,
vendors,
you can make things happen.
But I guess my whole thing.
Do not let emotion and ego get in the way of a transaction. It happens all the time, even with real estate people.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and that's a great point. Ego, big part of it. But, you know.
I'm not going to fix that roof. I'm not going to fix those termites. I'm not going to babble. Those termites were there when I moved into that house 25 years ago.
Really? People break it down into, unfortunately, what they perceive as winning and losing. They break it down into, I got the better of.
It's like the water cooler.
And so, you know, realists, there's so much more to it than just the number that was agreed upon on the purchase contract. Things change. You know, and that's where you have to be a little malleable. You have to kind of let the ego go and look at the big picture.
Ego
the
go.
The bigger picture, which is the house. The house is the big picture. And do you want it? And does it make sense for you?
Do you want to pay $205 for a house and live there for the next 15, 20 years? Or do you want to let it go because the seller came back at $202? You know, and as a seller, do you want to not sell it at $202 instead of $205? So at the time, during negotiations, people are very, very short-sighted. They don't have a long-term picture. So you need to think
and everybody,
long-term.
This is everybody. It's not easy. We're just talking.
Here's the other thing I want to talk about. The other thing I want to talk about is if you're a real estate agent and you're going to list a property, you better find out what the seller owes on the property. Because right now I got a transaction that's going on. It comes down to the seller is getting $200 back after they sell it for $322,000. $322,000 minus first, minus second, minus costs, minus everything.
Fees, HOAs, this, that, and the other.
Repairs, they're getting $200 back. That is a thin, thin transaction. If a seller has to come into the table with money, you better make sure the seller's got the money to do that. You can't agree to a transaction when the seller has to come to the table with money because you don't know if the seller's got it. And if you're a buyer agent, you better research it too because a lot of times sellers don't tell what they owe on the property until the payoffs come back to the title company, and then it's too late.
So speaking of sellers that don't have the money,
Think you're going to go into short sales.
Well, yeah, they might be underwater. They might owe more than what the property is worth, and there is a remedy for that. We call it a short sale, where the bank agrees to take less than what is owed. We still are doing short sales, and there are incentives. There are incentives for sellers to complete them. They vary from bank to bank through the government HAFA program, a home affordable foreclosure alternative. There's also funds available up to $10,000 in relocation assistance. Every short sale is different. If you are underwater, if you are going through any kind of a hardship, could be medical, could be familial, could be increased responsibility. The millennial moved back in. Now I have to pay more for him and this, and I got responsibilities. I'm taking a reduction in pay. I've lost my job. I have a medical issue. I'm getting divorced. All of these things add up to hardship, which we will negotiate out on your behalf with the bank if you are underwater, if it is tough for you to make your payments. Last two we've done, we talk about on the show. We got one closing end of the month. Seller's getting $10,000 back through the HAFA assistance program. It's going to help a lot. Did one in Chandler, same result. Obviously, they're all different, so we will consult with you at your convenience. If you have any questions about if short sale is right for you,
give us a call, 480-451-3318, or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. We can talk to you more fully about your specific situation and see what's the best way to go. You want to talk about 18th Street? Got a new listing up in the North Valley. Beautiful.
This house, former model. Former model in Dynamite Ranch, which is actually Norterra. Fireside at Norterra. Have you seen this clubhouse in Norterra?
Well, I've seen it because I photographed it, and I got to say, you would think that this is a multi-million dollar home community. This clubhouse looks like it's the cover of Architectural Digest, and I'm not being hyperbolic when I say that.
Truly amazing. It's got an amazing workout. This workout facility is like Lifetime Fitness. It's got an Olympic-sized pool. It's got...
There's two pools.
It's got tennis courts. It's got hiking trails. This particular house is the former model. So it's surrounded by really, really high-end properties that are scattered throughout the whole community. But it also sides to the preserve, hiking trails. So it's got beautiful mountain views, beautiful model touches, four bedrooms, two baths, 1783 square feet, 2006, two-car garage, oversized two-car garage, only $335,000, and it very close to the pool, hiking. And yeah. Just a fantastic property.
Yeah, I've never really quite seen a setup. It reminds me of some of the, if you've been in Aviano or some of these even higher-end communities, this clubhouse and setup is even more impressive. Pretty amazing. Want to talk about Fire Rock real quick. Four-bedroom, six-and-a-half bath, almost 5,900 square feet. It was 1.650. We're now down to 14,899. 1,489,900. Fire Rock, 24-hour gated community, 28,000 square foot clubhouse, golf, tennis, fitness, dining, just unbelievable 24-hour guard gated community, beautiful Red Mountain views. If you're interested in Fire Rock, you can give us a call. Or if you want to build in Fire Rock,
we got a new lot
coming up.
A listing on a lot. Caller off the radio gave us a call, said, hey, list my lot in Fire Rock. We just so happen to have, because we were talking about Fire Rock and one of the houses that we have listed in there. This is just about an acre, 0.97 acres, hillside lot, custom lot in Fire Rock. We just walked it the other day. It's got a beautiful building envelope, and we're going to be listed at $225,000 for an acre in Fire Rock in Fountain Hills.
So you could put your dream home on that and take advantage of all of what Fire Rock has to offer. And if you are interested in listing and would like to talk to the Elton Brothers, we do have flexible fees, over 35-plus years combined experience, professional photography, drone photography, you know, the 900-plus website platform that is Realty One Group. Your house will be seen. It will look its best. If you are interested in talking to us or interested in listing your property, we would love to consult with you at your convenience, tell you what we have to offer. You can give us a call, 480-451-3318. 480-451-3318. List with the Elton Brothers of Realty One Group.
You know, if you go to eltonbrothers.com and sign up on our website to search MLS, you're going to freak out. You're going to freak out. It's so cool. A lot of people love the site. A lot of people love going on there and searching for houses. And guess what? It's real time. I have so many people give us a call and say, hey, this house is on Zillow's website, or this house is on Zip Realty's website, but it's not on your website. And then I go find it, and it's a pending sale. So that means they come on and go off in real time on our site.
Yeah, we don't talk about our site probably nearly enough, but it's your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. Can't say it any better than that. EltonBrothers.com. When we come back, deals of the week and much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days. But the best tip is, start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Attention women business owners. If you want to learn cutting-edge strategies to grow your business, get practical tools to compete in this economy, and network with hundreds of people who share those goals, this event is for you. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 7th, and register to attend the Women Entrepreneurs Small Business Bootcamp presented by the National Association of Women Business Owners Phoenix Chapter. You will find great value for your investment in this day-long event. For more details and to register today, visit nabophoenix.org. That's NABOPHX.org.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, Realty One Group, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Can't help. Two men cooks and a bird in the bus.
That's right. Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We're here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, EltonBrothers@Cox.net. Rick, who called in?
You know what? Dave was listening to the show. Spade.
David Spade was. Wow, we were just talking about him.
And you know what? He said, listen to it. I'll play a couple bars.
Okay.
Hey, Chet. Yeah, I told you Stern emailed me, too. That's good. Piedmont.
He's just he said thanks.
Oh, well, thank him. That's really cool to do that.
He was talking about, hey, Chet. You know, he's talking about Stern. Loved Ellen, too.
It was really good. That's pretty cool.
Spade's a big fan of the show.
Well, you guys have helped him out in the past.
Mainly because he's a big fan of mine.
Well, you've known each other since you were kids, right?
Since we were babies.
Yeah.
Knee-high to grasshoppers.
I think I told you I saw him up in Denver a few years ago. Got to meet him and Kev Farley after the show. Really, really down-to-earth, great guy. It was really cool.
Farles, you got to get your base.
Let the Hurley He boy mow your lawn.
Yeah, Kevin.
That was cool.
Kevin's doing great in comedy right now. He was just here in Phoenix. He was at the Scottsdale Comedy Club.
Right on.
So what else we got? Talk about real estate. I also wanted to talk to you about a coming soon in McCormick Ranch. This is 2,100 square feet, total remodel. Total remodel.
Not on the MLS yet.
No, but it will be come the end of May. I'm assuming it's going to be upper fours for a total remodel, 2,100 square feet in McCormick Ranch. Beautiful lot. So look for that coming soon.
That is a hotbed of remodeldom.
I think that is probably the hottest remodel
that
area.
South Scottsdale, but North actually, Central Phoenix. These are the places that
Paradise
you're
Valley.
Paradise Valley, yeah. But I'm just talking about for homes that, like those Hallcraft homes, people are going down in South Scottsdale and just ripping those things up and making them contemporary, opening them up. McCormick Ranch, opening up walls, taking advantage of atriums that used to be in the middle and now actually using it as physical living space. Again, just filling in sunken living rooms all over town.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Even Greyhawk, which kind of is on the edge, too. We've seen a lot of remodels and grab those 90s, late 90s homes. It's all ripe for the taking.
God, can you
but
imagine?
If you're going to get into a remodel, a fix and flip type thing, know what you are doing. I'm just saying it. So many people have gotten burned, so make sure you know what you're doing.
Think about the conundrum for a minute. The building boom here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale, outlying areas was 1995 to 2000, up to 2005. That was pretty much the building boom, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
The meat of it was 1995 to 2002.
Summer of 05 was the top.
Yeah. So keep in mind that all these houses now are right on the cusp of needing new air conditioners, new roofs, new updating, new plumbing, new electrical, updatedness, new flooring, even new granite, the granite that you used
you got that 90s granite.
You got the 90s granite and the travertine. You know, when travertine was like they were giving it away at Home Depot, it was so they're giving it away now. But back then it was so expensive and it was such an in thing. It's travertine. But yeah, I'm not saying that it's out, but I will tell you one thing that is out. Flagstone.
Done.
Flagstone. Done. Whitewash. Done. So a lot of these properties that were built back then. People are like, oh, my God, do we sell it or do we remodel it and sell it? People are paying up for remodels. If you put your house on the market and it was built in 1995 to 2000 and it's got that whitewash, it's got that older tile, it's got that Corian counters, you're going to get bottom dollar for your property because now, people have the money to buy houses, but they don't have the money to update them.
Or just don't want to deal with it.
They've already done it.
They don't want to deal with going through that. But when Rick says paying up for remodels, we are talking about complete remodels. Not just cosmetic paint, carpet, countertop. No.
Tweeners.
Yeah, and partial remodels, no. You get the same value as if it hasn't been done at all, pretty much. People are paying up for complete remodels.
They
and
are.
And professionally done.
The quartz, the quartz countertops, the darker cabinets,
the furniture grade wood.
Yeah,
there's some beautiful stuff out there now. It's just amazing.
Exactly. So I realize that a lot of people are like, oh my God, do we sink $30,000 into this house, $40,000, or do we go buy something? So I can't impress upon you enough that remodels are doing very well right now. Properties that need to be fixed up are definitely taking a little bit of a hit. Yeah. So
I'll tell you real quick for you, just overall in the sense of the valley and what's going on. I was out West Valley taking pictures out at our Norterra place, which is Northwest. It is just staggering when you really step back and see the growth that has gone on in this town. We moved here in 1976, which, of course, is crazy enough. But, you know, whether you go West Side 303, and what's going on out of Dysart and, you know, Reams and all that. That used to be farmland. Now it's infrastructure coming in. It's retail centers. It's neighborhoods, master plan communities. It's unbelievable the growth that is going on all over town. And if you are an investor, and Deanne quoted, and we didn't have time at the end, but Deanne said 4.75% for investor rate financing. Unbelievable. Rental rates are, you know, at their highest that they've been. So if you are an investor and you are interested in tying up real estate for rental properties or other investment opportunities, we're working with, like I said, builder leasebacks. We're doing them. We have a few going in Colorado right now, a few in Utah, a few in Arizona. If you want to get on our list and see if it's right for you, we're trying to get 9%. Annual returns, 9 caps on these deals, triple net leases, builder paying taxes, insurance, and HOA. If you have any interest in finding out more about 9 caps, 9% lease rates, give us a call, 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. It's just ask about our investor list because we're still doing distressed properties, probate sales, REO, real estate-owned, bank-owned properties. And as I said, so we're working all different types of investors. Just reach out to us and we'll see what's right for you.
You know, speaking of investors, think about investment opportunities. A lot of people bought investment properties 2000 to 2006, and now they're thinking about getting rid of them. Okay, so you've depreciated it out for the last 10 years. Now, what are you going to do with it? Do you want to keep it? Do you want to sell it? one thing that is coming back in a huge way is 1031 tax exchanges, where you're going to sell this property and buy a like property for more than what you sold it for.
And preserve the tax event, the tax implications.
That's right.
So we're not tax specialists, so you know you'll talk to your CPA.
We're not.
Your
we're just giving guy. You broad strokes on a 1031 tax exchange, where if you've got a piece of property, you want to sell it, and you don't want to pay the capital gains tax, you do have a vehicle of a 1031 tax exchange. So we, as a matter of fact, during the break, we got a call from somebody that wants to do a 1031 tax exchange from a property in Austin, Texas. He wants to move his money here to Arizona. So we're starting to see a lot of that because properties, you know, investment properties went crazy. So now it's time to, a lot of people are trying to think about what to do with them.
All right.
Now, the other thing is we talked about short sales. Why would you short sale? There's many different reasons to possibly short sale. One, you owe too much on the property and you just don't think it's going to increase in value and you have had a hardship and you can't
afford
the payment. You can't afford it, can't make the payment. A lot of people back in 2005 got 5-1 ARMs. They adjusted this year, January this year. So the payments have gone up anywhere between 60 and 70%. So what are you guys doing with those payments? You can, and you can't afford it, and you can't refinance for one reason or another. Look into possibly short selling the property. Give us a call, 480-451-3318.
All right. We got a couple minutes, Rick. Pulled some deals of the week just from around the valley, just that looked interesting this morning. Seemed like there might be some value there to consider, like this one in Surprise. Rick, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2-car garage, 2,900 square feet, built in 06, just came on the market, 219. 219 in Surprise. Wow, that's $75 a foot.
How about this one in Buckeye, the happiest place on earth? 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 3,200 square feet, built in 06. Wow, 2-car garage at $199.5. So, that's good and bad news because I own real estate out in Buckeye, and you know it's smaller than this. So
it's getting there, though.
But anyway,
it's coming back.
It is definitely getting there. And how about Gilbert? 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2,315 square feet, built in 04, $220,000, $95 a foot. Gilbert.
I like this in Peoria. Peoria noted for their schools. 5-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2-car garage, 2,600 to 2,700 square feet, built in 02. This came on the market this morning. This actually is perfect for a family, possible investment. And it is at 250, Rick. 250,000 for 2,700 square feet in Peoria.
Here's the best one we got today. It's $56 a foot in Maricopa. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3,600 square feet, built in 06. 3-car garage. Whoa! $200,000 even. $56 a foot in Maricopa.
Got a reduction in Paradise Valley, 5-bedroom, 5-bath, on an acre lot, built in 81, might need some work, 63 to 6,400 square feet, was 995, now it's 865 PV on an acre.
Prices are rising. There is no doubt about it. Give us a call anytime. Real estate needs, 480-451-3318.
Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, our men behind the glass, Chet, Robert, a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, and 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, EltonBrothers@Cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, EltonBrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Wednesday. Our new time, 11 a.m., right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers, real estate in the palm of your hand.